mouth gets going, yeah. Lose control. Oh, me. That's something. What do you say you're doing, though, once you put the food in your mouth, you begin to...
masticate.
Or
chew.
Have you ever, when we were talking about cornmeal and all that, I should ask if you've ever heard of anything made by maybe boiling...
hominy.
That, or... Well, why are you talking about hominy? You know, that stuff that people here in the South especially eat, that people in the North, I don't know what word you're talking
grits.
About.
Grits.
Yeah. Do you carry?
I like grits pretty well.
Yeah, that's it. I have to tell you this, when I was in junior high school, my principal made a trip to Pennsylvania. I forget where you're staying, it might have been Philadelphia. But he went to eat breakfast at the restaurant there at the hotel we were staying. And the waitress was taking his order. And he was ordering, you know, eggs and bacon and toast and orange juice and all this, and then he ordered grits, and the waitress just kind of stopped, stared at him with this puzzled expression on her face. He said, "What is a grit?" Have any idea what he was talking about? A grit. like you could have one grit to eat. What about the old things like, you know, carrots, peas, and beets, and all that? You'd say that's a lot of different types of...
vegetables, I guess.
Do you have a lot of people have a little place where they grow their vegetables?
Or yeah.
Just a little...
Yeah, garden.
Do you have one, or...
Oh, yeah.
Or do you go in for it in a big way?
Well,
we fill up our freezer. We have one here and then one over to the other house.
What other house is there?
Across the road. That's my wife's sister.
Oh.
Well, that's the lady I went to yesterday. I thought that was your house over there. You got mixed up and went to the wrong one.